Today, we'll focus on two aspects of group behavior. Firstly, how groups develop. And secondly, the roles individuals play within a group. It's widely acknowledged that the performance of effective groups is often greater than the sum of the individuals in the group. This is due to what we call synergy. In other words, the extra energy and effectiveness that people create when they work together. Early research in this field carried out in the 1930s by Elton Mayo discovered something that he called the Hawthorne effect. The idea is that when individuals know they are part of a study, their productivity automatically increases, regardless of other factors, such as how much time or money they are given, for example. The research suggests that things like personal identity, self-esteem, and the social context in which a group is working are really very important factors in improving the performance of individuals. If we move on to look at the nature of groups more closely, we find that groups have natural phases that can help us understand their effectiveness. You have probably all had experience of working with other people in a group that at first wasn't very productive. This phenomenon was studied by Tuckman in the 1960s, and he created a model to describe the stages of a group. The first stage is known as forming, which is when individual members get to know each other. This is followed by storming, when individuals start to share their ideas and creative energy. The third phase is norming, where a group identity begins to form. The final stage is performing, when individuals within the group work together. And it is at this stage that the group achieves results. Understanding these phases can help us ensure that members of a group work together to overcome early problems and begin performing as quickly as possible.